The Ukrainian government has said 63 human bodies bearing signs of torture have been found in the southern region of Kherson. There's been no independent confirmation of the statement. Russian forces withdrew from the area last week. Ukraine's Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky said the search for victims had only just begun and that he believed many more burial sites of Ukrainians killed by Russian troops would be found. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he's certain that a missile which killed two civilians in Poland 2 days ago was not fired by Ukrainian forces. Yesterday, NATO and Poland said the missile was probably a stray fired by Ukraine's air defences. In his nightly video address, President Zelensky said he believed the report on the missile that was given to him by the Ukrainian military.
I have no doubt that this is not our missile, not our strike. There's no sense for me not to trust the Ukrainian military. I went through war with them. I don't want to put an end to it, but I have my opinion. I believe this is a Russian missile, based on our military reports.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, has summoned the Russian ambassador, Yuri Filatov, to Ivy House. It follows the announcement that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and more than 50 other Irish politicians and officials are banned from entering Russia. As Mr. Coveney is in the United States, the Russian ambassador is expected to meet the Secretary General of the Department of Foreign Affairs, Joe Hackett, later today. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Despite the somewhat dramatic announcement by Russia yesterday, the government has not yet received a full list of the more than 50 Irish politicians and officials sanctioned. This follows a precedent in other EU states where lists of those hit with travel bans by Russia have not been published in full. The Taoiseach told the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night that government would not be deflected by Russia's actions, which he described as propaganda. Already there have been several calls to expel the Russian ambassador, including from some within the government ranks. Fine Gael TD Neil Richmond said the ambassador should be directed to the airport after his meeting in Ivy House today. But it's understood the thinking at cabinet level is not in this space at the moment, and there remains a strong desire to keep diplomatic channels open. However, Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney vowed that Ireland would continue to take sides in this conflict and was backing Ukraine for good reasons.
Charges on most toll roads around the country are to increase at the start of next year. The price increases are due to rises in inflation. Laura Hogan reports.
From the 1st of January, toll prices will increase on 9 out of 10 toll roads on the National Road Network. The prices are driven by the rate of inflation and cannot rise beyond that point. 8 toll roads are operated by a public-private partnership model, while 2, the M50 and Dublin Port Tunnel, are operated by Transport Infrastructure Ireland. For cars using the M50, toll prices will increase by between 20 and 30 cent, depending on the payment method used, while the price for cars using the other tolled roads will increase by 20 cent on the M4 and 10 cent on the other routes. The Dublin Port Tunnel is the only route that will not be affected by the price increases.
In Britain, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, will announce his autumn statement this morning. The package of measures is expected to include tax increases and spending cuts. Inflation in the UK is at its highest in 40 years. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain.
A freeze on tax allowances is expected to be announced today by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt. As wages are increasing, this would mean more earners paying higher rates of tax. The Chancellor is also expected to keep public spending increases under the rate of inflation. That would be a cut in real terms. However, the government is expected to keep its promise to increase pensions and benefits in line with inflation. John Corain, RT News, London.
The organisers of the Football World Cup have claimed that the tournament, which begins in Qatar on Sunday, will be environmentally friendly and carbon neutral. Climate organisations have expressed doubts about the claims. From Doha, our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue.
World football's governing body, FIFA, and Qatar's Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy say they've committed to reducing and offsetting all carbon emissions relating to the Games, which begin on Sunday when the hosts play Ecuador, and that they plan to have a carbon-neutral World Cup. However, many climatologists dispute those claims. Professor John Sweeney of Maynooth University told RTE News that it wasn't a sensible decision from a climatic point of view to have the World Cup in such a hot country, even in winter. The water demands alone are huge. The tournament will need to manage pitches across 8 stadia and more than 130 additional training grounds.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
Mist and fog will be slow to clear this morning. Many areas will be dry with sunny spells. There'll be scattered showers in the southwest and west and outbreaks of rain in East Ulster during the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures will range from 5 to 11 degrees. And there's a warning of widespread fog this morning that may cause difficult travel conditions.